You know, we all face challenges and different hardships and situations. And, you know, some people just give up and quit because they think the challenge is too difficult. But you know what? No one ever changed their life. No one ever got through to victory by quitting. You know, you can't change things around you by getting in fear, by getting discouraged, by just saying, what's the use? You know, as I was thinking about this message, it's called Going to the Other Side. I was thinking about my dad. If anybody had an opportunity to get discouraged, it was him. You know, at 16, they told him, he wouldn't live past being age of 16. And then I remember some of the churches that he pastored. I remember him saying all the churches he pastored, when he took them, the Lord told him to go there, nobody else wanted them but him. Because they were all trouble churches. But when he left them, they were in good shape, and a lot of people. And then, you know, he went out in the traveling ministry there in 49, and, you know, things weren't that good, and the car wore out, and he started riding the bus preaching to, you know, and we didn't have as much as we needed. And then his own friends and people in his denomination at that time, some of them said, oh, this faith business, Hagin, and it, you know. he didn't let any of that bother him. He went through all of that. And today we have Raymond graduates ministering all over the world because he wouldn't get discouraged and quit. You know, I want you today to determine that you're going to go the other side. See, God doesn't plan for us to live fearfully and defeated and discouraged. He plans for us to have victory. You know, reading after the Apostle Paul in his life, he had a lot of opportunities to get discouraged. You know, he went through a lot of situations, but everything that we need to go to the other side is from God. There's no problem too big for him. You know, the Holy Spirit lives within us to guide us and direct us. Now, I want to read the story in Mark 4:35. On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. Now one translator said, let us go to the other side. Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in a boat as he was, and other little boats were with him also. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they woke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who this can be that even the winds and sea obey him? Now here they were crossing the Sea of Galilee, and a violent storm came up. You know, the wind was blowing and the water was rising and getting into the boat. And it caused these disciples to be very fearful. Now, you know, another interesting point about this story is at least four of those guys were fishermen. Peter, Andrew, James, and John. And they had fished on that same body of water many, many, many times. So it had to be an extremely violent storm for these experienced fishermen to be afraid. You know? I mean, if you're on a ship And everybody, all the crew and everybody seems to be all right. It's going to be okay. But man, if all of a sudden all the crew is upset, hey, it's not good. These guys were used to being on that body of water. But I want you to notice that Jesus gave specific instructions. He said, let's go to the other side. He didn't intend for them to get halfway and drown in the middle of the sea. Before they ever started the journey, Jesus told them the destination. It was on the other side. All they had to do was obey his word. Now, God is not looking for a few supernatural saints. He's looking for ordinary people who would simply believe the word of God and go to the other side. Lester Sumrall said, God working through an ordinary person can overcome seemingly insurmountable obstacles and accomplish incredible feats. Now, some of you sitting here had the privilege of hearing Brother Lester when he would come here to Raymond and teach. How many of you heard Brother Lester? He'd come here and teach at Raymond. You know, I believe as we look at this portion of Scripture that we can learn some valuable lessons from this portion of Scripture. See, he wanted his disciples to go the other side. He wants us to go the other side. He said to them, let us cross over to the other side. The Amplified Version says, he said to them, let us go over to the other side. That is the Sea of Galilee. We know that he intended for them to get across to the other side. Now, God's not going to ask us probably to cross a sea or an ocean. But to go through a storm like that. But hey, we go through many storms here in Oklahoma, you know, and in the middle of all of that comes, how many of you begin to believe the word of God and begin to speak to the storms when they start coming? I do. I mean, I don't even wait till they say, you know, they have the tornado watch. And then they have the warning. The warning means one has been spotted. When they start, actually, when they start, before they ever say tornado watch, when they just say severe weather, I start speaking right then. See, don't wait. How many of you do that too? See? All right. I start speaking over my own property. I start speaking over all of Rhema property. And I say, I agree with all of my church members that are speaking over their property. Because I don't have the right to speak over your property, but I have the right to agree with you. We all have a right to speak to this church building because this is our church building. Hello? Now, I want you to notice here that let's let this sea and this storm represent symbols that come to us. You know, what are some things that are hindering us from going to the other side? Well, all of our problems. And then some people are having problem issues with their past. It becomes a storm in their life. Some people are faced with some challenges and hardships. Other people have physical battles. Some people have addictions and habits, you know, and then other people have storms of anger. Some people have a storm of unforgiveness and hatred. Some people got storms of disappointment and bitterness. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of things, storms that come into our lives. Some people have this storm of doubt, storm of criticism, storm of fear. All of these things are things that keep us from going to the other side and getting the victory that Jesus wants us to have. See, the disciples had to pass through the sea in order to get to the other side. But while they were passing through the sea, they had to go through a storm. Jesus wants you to go to the other side and have victory, but while you're going there, the enemy going to throw everything he can at you in every kind of storm that he can think of. You see, we are to go to the other side. It doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter how many storms come. If we'll believe what the Bible says, we'll get to the other side, which where the victory is. See, God intended for us to come out on the other side no matter what the obstacle. Now you think about the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul said, I always triumphed in Christ Jesus. He said, I always triumph. But did you read about his life? How many times he was beaten and put in prison and left for dead and all kinds of shipwrecked and all kinds of things happened to him. But he said, I always triumph, because he continued and got to the other side. Come on. See, now God wants us to go to the other side, because he knows that on the other side is where our victory is. He knows that that's where opportunities are. He knows that the other side is where the abundant provision is. How many of you want abundant provision? Did you know you may have to go through a storm to get there? But if you'll keep believing God, you'll get to the other side. You know, we just have to begin to realize that on the other side is where our healing is, where our wholeness is, where our protection is. Hey, on the other side can be where connections can be. Do you realize that many times it's you have a connection that propels you into a new area of life? How many of you have ever come across a connection that opened up many doors for you? Yeah. See, God wants us to experience the abundant life. He says, I want you to have life and have it more abundantly. He didn't say that we wouldn't have problems. Actually, go to next to the last verse in John, and it says, in this life you're going to have troubles and trials and tribulations. John 16:34. Yeah, there it is. He said, you're going to have troubles and trials, but I've overcome them. See, if we believe God, we'll get through those storms. Now, has anybody here never faced a storm in your life? You've never faced a storm. You've never had a storm in your life. You know, we all face all kinds of obstacles and all kinds of things that come across our lives that hinder us from receiving what God wants us to have. And that's what the devil, that's his job. He said, Jesus said, the devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy. See, now, you know, many times if you knew what was on the other side, then you wouldn't be worried about the storm. See, God expects us to use our faith to get to the other side. He said, let us cross over. His words already said, let us cross over. Jesus expects us to hear the word, believe the word, say the word, and act on the word. You know, the disciples were to get to the other side by two ways. Naturally, they had to use a boat. But to get to that boat to the other side, they had to believe what Jesus said. Naturally, you may have to use some natural things, but you're going to have to believe what Jesus said about life. And he said that he wanted us to have it and have it more abundantly. Well, you can't have abundant life if you're not believing what Jesus said. You know, faith is necessary to get to the other side. When we hear the word of God, faith comes to our hearts. And we all know what that, Romans 10:17, you quote it all the time, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word. Well, then why are you letting the storm bother you? Come on now. I mean, let's just get right down to the, what we come sometimes say, brass tacks, or where the rubber meets the road. Why, if you've been listening to the word of God and faith has come through the hearing of the word of God, why are you letting the storm bother you? Now, when I'm talking about storm, I'm not talking about thunder, lightning. I'm talking about the storms that we face in life, hardships, and so forth and so on. See, actually, as you begin to hear this story and read this story, we begin to see that here God wants us to get to the other side of the storms in our life. Now, the word of God will cause fear to leave and faith to come. See, let's look at some other scriptures here for just a moment that I believe that will help us to realize that fear has to go and faith has to come. 57:1 Psalms, the NLT. Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy. I look to you for protection. I will hide beneath the shadow of your wings until the violent storm is past. Now, that's some of us that have seen old mother hen with her chickens understand that scripture. Because when the enemy comes or danger comes, she begins to cluck and she holds her wings up like this and all the little chicks run in and she sits down and holds them under it. See, because the owls and the hawks and so forth will swoop down and grab one of them little chickens. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, some of us do. We've been. Some people have never been on a farm. They always been in the city. Never seen anything like that. But it's true. You know. I mean, when Dad was pastoring down in Van, Texas, I was in the first, second, and part of my third grade year. Well, we out behind the house there, we had a little chicken pen, and some of the farmers, they would bring us chickens, and we'd keep them there. We had fresh eggs and so forth and so on, and then we could have some fried chicken, you know, to eat, you know. But I'd see, I'd watch that happen, you know. And I'd watch those old hens and they'd grab those chickens, you know. And then, you know, thinking about this, sometimes we got to realize it's not how big we are, it's how big God is. God in you makes you big. Now, we had a great big old white legged rooster, big old dude. And somebody gave me a little Benny rooster, and he was my pet. But that old white legged rooster, a big old one. Anybody know what I'm talking about when I say white legged, big old, great big old rooster? I'd go in that pen and he'd come after me. Well, here come that little old Benny. Man, he would get up in the air and he'd be flopping his wings and he'd spike in that, and he'd run that big old rooster off. And he wasn't even a quarter size of that, you see. But he wasn't afraid of the storm. He wasn't afraid. See, we need to realize we don't need to be afraid. If we'll rise up in our faith in Jesus Christ, then we can take on the biggest storm that the devil wants to throw at us. Come on now. See, Then look at Psalms 107:29 in the New Living. He calmed the storm to a whisper and stilled the waves. You know, and then look, Isaiah 43:2 in the Voice Translation. When you face stormy seas, I will be there with you. With endurance and calm, you will not be engulfed in the raging rivers. If it seems like you're walking through fire with flames licking at your limbs, keep on going, you won't be burned. You know, when you read and meditate on these, it begins to build your faith and you begin to see, hey, if I just keep on going, the power of God will propel me through to victory. See, he didn't expect his disciples and he didn't expect that ship to go down. He was so confident in the words that he spoke, he went back and laid down and went to sleep. And he expected to wake up on the other side. I mean, the storm didn't even wake him up. And it must have been a violent storm because they had to wake him up. See, it takes faith to obey God to go where you want to go. You just don't trust God in the fair weather, in the good days. But it also when the storms are around. Anybody can believe God when everything going good. But when everything is turned upside down, then is when you have to make up your mind whether you believe what God said or whether you believe the circumstances, whether you believe what the storm is saying. You see, the problem is that when trouble comes, we tend to forget the word of God. In the middle of trouble, the disciples forgot what Jesus had said about going the other side. Their focus was on the storm instead of going to the other side. See, your focus needs to be on going to the other side, not on all the challenges, all the hardships, all the problems. You see, during the storm, they grew fearful instead of exercising faith. See, they let the storm around them create a storm on the inside of them of fear. We've not been given the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. You see, they woke him up, it says, and they went back there and woke him up and said, hey, don't you care? We're going to perish. And he got up and he rebuked the storm. Now here he is, asleep. And he got up and rebuked the storm. Evidently, he was frustrated with these disciples. Because after he rebuked the storm, he turned to them and he said, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? That sounds to me like he was a little irritated. Right? How many of you that sounds like Jesus was a little irritated? Yeah. He was irritated that they weren't using their faith. They had been traveling with him. They had been walking with him. He had talked to them, but they did not still get it. Do you know there are people that sit and listen to message after message on faith and believing God, and they still haven't got it yet? Some of y'all can remember Dad talking about Brother Braun, the pastor over in Fort Worth that had sugar diabetes. And He said, Brother Hagin, Dad was holding another, I don't know how many meetings he held for Brother Braun. When I was 18, that's where I preached my first sermon at that church. Dad was holding a revival there. And so he said, I've heard you preach that, I don't know how many times, but I got it today. See, sometimes we just sit on a pew, well, that's a good message, and we don't ever comprehend it. You know, like when I was five, I told my mama, I said, Mama, all them stories Daddy tells, are they true or is he just preaching? Sometimes we sit in the pew and say, oh, he's just preaching. But we need to comprehend, we need to get a hold of him. We need to realize that giving in to fear will cause you to get out of line with the Word of God. Actually, giving in to fear will paralyze you to the point that your faith is inoperable. Faith and fear cannot exist together. Just like light and darkness cannot exist together. You either have one or the other. Right? You either have light or you have darkness. You either have faith or you have fear. They cannot exist together. He wants us to listen to his word and to not have any fear, but to have faith in what God says. Now I hear, a lot of people will take this and they'll run off with it and go to the extreme. With faith. Well, I got faith. I'm going to walk across Kenosha and them trucks are going to stop. That's stupid. My friend Fred Price wrote a book called Faith, Fear, or Presumption. Faith, Foolishness, or Presumption, I guess it was. But, hey, some people get, and this is why sometimes the faith message gets a bad name, is because people say they're in faith, but it's foolishness. Come on. You know, the life that God has planned for us is on the other side. See, Jesus wanted to go to the other side because I'm sure there were people over there that he needed to speak to. Now, he was in Capernaum. And Capernaum is across, actually sometimes they call the Sea of Galilee, the Lake of Tiberias, because Tiberias is on the other side of Capernaum's over here and Tiberias is over here. They were going across, from Capernaum and going across. And, you know, the other side of the sea is where, if you read the story, that's where Jesus encountered the madman of Gadara. He intended to go to the other side because he had something to do. Jesus was focused on the destination and not on the storm. We need to be focused on our destination and not on the storm. Our destination is victory. Our destination is abundant life in Christ Jesus. You see? Now, he was focused on his mission and not on the circumstances. Oh, don't look at me like that. We're all going to have circumstances, but we got to keep our mission. What is the mission of every born again Christian? Our mission is to tell somebody else about Jesus. It's great to come in here and worship together, but our mission is to minister to those that come into our midst that have problems and need help. See, we've got to stay focused on the mission. It's on the other side. His ministry that he needed to do was on the other side. You can either focus on the storm, or you can focus on the destination and your mission in life. Our mission in life is to have the good life that God said we could have, the abundant life. Our mission is to tell somebody else that Jesus died for them. Our mission is to tell somebody that Jesus took the stripes upon his back for their healing. See, it says here in 37, a great windstorm arose. A great storm will arise in your life sometime or another. But we got to realize that when these storms arise in our life, that it's just Satan trying to steal from us what God says belongs to us. And we have to stand against that with what the Word of God says. Not what I say, not what some other preacher says, but what the Bible says. Too many times I hear people say, well, Brother so-and-so said. Well, thank God for what Brother so-and-so said, but what did the, say what the Bible says. He's, all he's doing is saying what the Bible says, so don't say what he says, say what the Bible says. I heard my dad tell people that hundreds of times. Don't say what Brother Hagin says, say what the Bible says. You see, don't say, well, pastor said. No, say what. I'm just saying what the Bible says, so just say the Bible says. Come on. You see, the storms in our life is just Satan trying to steal our victory. See, often on the other side of the storm in our lives is the place that God wants us to be. There you go, Rita, after one of the prophets, and the Lord told him to go there. I got a message called A Place Called There. See, a lot of people, you got to go the other side's where God wants you to go, and that's where the blessing's going to be. On the other side is where your assignment is. On the other side is all the good things that God has for you. On the other side of the storm that the enemy's throwing at you. You know, sometimes we get so focused on our trials and our tribulations and our circumstances that we lose sight of what the Bible said. You've got, that's why there in Joshua 1 and it says there, you to keep it before your eyes at all the time. Keep it before your face at all times. You know, you need to go over there in Ephesians and read those scriptures every day that you'd be enlightened with wisdom. Any of y'all read those scriptures? Hey, and where put your name in there. Where it says you, put your name in there. That'll help you to get through every storm. You see, we all have storms. I don't care who we are. I don't care how long we've been saved. I don't care how many battles we have won. The storm is still going to come. As long as you're breathing this oxygen of this earth, the enemy will keep coming at you, well, one storm after another. You know, one day I was looking at the Weather Channel, and the meteorologist was saying, and he said, "Now look at this." And he had them lined. He said, "In one storm after another, just lined up behind the other. They keep one, and they keep coming. They keep coming. Hey, the enemy's got to. He got one storm here, and you're going through it. You get through it. Oh, praise the Lord. Well, get ready. There's another coming." Right? See, too often in the difficulty and the hard place, we forget what the Bible says. You know, as you navigate your life, it's not how much you know, it's how much are you believing God. Knowledge is great, but faith in the Word of God is greater. And we all need knowledge. I'm not knocking knowledge. We all need knowledge. We need wisdom. We need all of those things, but it's important that we use our faith in the Word of God to come through the storms of life. Anybody get anything out of this morning? Anybody here going through a storm? Bow your heads for just a moment, please. You know, I'm not going to ask you to come down here, but if you're going through a storm and you just sort of, you've been really struggling, I want to pray for you that you'll get back in faith. Let me see your hand. Just leave it, hold your hand up and leave it up high. You've been going through some storms and you're just struggling. You're trying to hold on to your faith, but man, it's a struggle. Nobody's looking, so raise your hand up. Heavenly Father, I thank you for all of these hands that are raised right now. I thank you, Father, that the Holy Spirit on the inside of them will strengthen them, will lift them up, and they'll get their eyes off of the storm in their life and get their eyes back on the Word of God and the Deliverer, which is Jesus Christ. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Everybody stand, please. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Remember, you can go to the other side through every storm. You got something you want to sing?
So when the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are King over the flood, and I will be still and know you are.
Come on, let's say that again.
Oh.
y'all bow your heads for me just a moment? I never like to minister a message that I don't give an opportunity for somebody to find Jesus or somebody to rededicate their life to God. If you happen to be in this place today and you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, well, you can't get involved in rising above the storm. But once you know Him, you can. Or if you're in this place and you say, I know what it is to be above the storm, but I know I'm not where I'm supposed to be and I need to rededicate my life to God right now, I want to see your hand. If you need Jesus, if you need to rededicate your life to God, let me see your hand right now, anywhere in this place, because God wants to change your life today. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody, anywhere, anywhere in the building. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I feel like praying for someone or someones out there that are watching. You have said, I don't think it's worth it anymore. I'm just going to give up. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that the anointing of the power of God is flowing into your life, lifting you up out of that place of discouragement and lifting you. And as you now rededicate your life to God, say, all right, God, I'm going to go with you no matter what. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Glory to God. If that's you, go there to partner. They'll tell you how to write and tell us about it. Praise the Lord. Well, glory to God. How many of you are going above the storm? The oceans may roar. The storms may come. But we're going to rise above it. Hallelujah. We're going to the other side. Glory to God. Well, hey, tonight, 6 o'clock, be here and praise God. And remember, camp meeting's coming up 2 weeks from tonight. Camp meeting starts. Hey, staff, go to the door so we can shake hands with everybody. Connection team, go find my first-time guest, please. And once you find them, take them to that special room that we have called a connection room so that they can get that special gift. We're so glad to have you with us today. If you're looking for a church home, like we said, welcome home. Just come on and be a part of us. Amen. I'm going to be at the south doors today. That's where everybody's going to be, right there on the screen. Tonight, 6 o'clock, be here. Wednesday night, Hour of Power, 7 o'clock, be here. Hey, want to sign up to help us with camp meeting? Go out there in that north lobby right now. We're going to sing a song to dismiss. Let me get back to the south lobby door. God bless you. See you tonight, 6 o'clock. God bless. You are